Right, so Alan has come up with a game. Do you want to talk about it, yeah, or do you want to get into it?
I tell you what, I'll start with the title. Two people are going to play, and this morning we can exclusively reveal the new game. Exclusively reveal the new game, the Million Dobra Drop.
Wow. It's time to play the Million Dobra Drop.
Or Dobra.
Wow.
What's a Dobra?
Or Dobra.
The Dobra is the currency of the Democratic Republic of Sao Tome and Principe.
What?
And we have a million of these big baddies right here in my hand that you can play for.
How much?
A million Dobra.
A million?
And is it real money?
Well, this here is actually... No. This in front of me is...
But we're playing for real money.
But you are playing for real money.
Actually going to play...
So whatever you end
for
with...
For real money.
You will get...
A million...
Yes.
Dobra.
A million Dobra.
Dobra Dobras.
Dobras,
wow.
Dobra.
Wow.
Wow.
This is the Portuguese-speaking island nation in the Gulf of Guinea. Is that
that's right?
Right.
Just off the west coast of Africa.
Oh, right. That's what that I thought.
That would be useful for when...
You don't sound excited, everyone.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play money. We've never done
real
this.
Money.
And what's a million dobra equivalent to?
We'll work that out later.
Depends how much you win. We'll let you know at the end.
Mm. All right. So, should we find out who's playing?
Yeah.
All right.
It's time to play the Million Dobra Drop.
There you go.
Dobra.
Hello, I'm a man with the voice of a cartoon child.
Wow. Everybody get excited.
Yes.
Two people are going to play in the studio. Will it be Tina? Will it be Dave? Will it be Dom? Well, it'll be two of those, obviously. But let's find out. And I'm the host.
Chris, you're the host.
Christina McCall-Miles. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Million Dobra Drop. Let me have a look at the time. It's exactly 8:25 in the morning, so we have a million Dobras to play with. But who is going to be playing the game this morning? Let's meet our first two contestants, and they are Dominic and Tina! Dominic is old and bored, and Tina is unloading her apples. Wow. Yeah! Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
So tell us a bit about yourself, Dominic.
I am called Dominic.
That's brilliant. And Tina, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm called Tina. I like apples.
I love that. That's and cracking apples, by the way.
Mm.
I saw them backstage in the dressing room.
Okay.
Right, so you're going to be playing for a million Dobra or Dobra.
Yeah.
We should have really worked out how to pronounce that
word.
We're
not entirely sure of the pronunciation. The game,
but it's Dobra.
It just
Dobra.
adds to the fun as far as I'm concerned. Who are you, by the way? Why are you on stage?
Oh, me?
Yes. Can you go up and stand on the balcony and just look over? Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Okay.
I've got the Dobra in my hand.
Well,
can I feel the Dobra?
That's my favourite quote of the day. Tina's unloading apples and you've got the Dobra in your hand.
The million Dobra drop.
That's
Dobra.
Right. Mm. Thank you. All right. Well, shall we play?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's have a look and find out what your categories are, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Your categories are. Oh, hang on. What are you showing me?
So we're on the same team.
How do you pronounce it, Alad?
Yeah.
It's pronounced... I didn't have the screen. Sao Tome and Principe. That's category one.
Yeah.
Yep. Sao Tome and Principe is category number one.
Okay.
Or history.
What do you reckon?
I don't know that much about Sao Tome and Principe, do you?
Principe, no. Mm. Should we go history?
History.
Yeah.
History, please.
Sao Tome and Principe. That's what you're going on, okay?
Yeah.
And the question is...
No, history.
They're on the screen as well if you want to have a look.
It's on the massive TV screen behind me.
Oh, yes.
This is a game purely invented by Alan so he can use this piece of technology
Hello.
In the studio. Okay?
Yeah.
And your four possible answers are... Coffee. Sugar. Cocoa.
Yeah.
Or palm oil.
Hang on, they chose history.
No, they chose Sao Tome and Principe.
Oh, right, okay. Apparently we chose the Sao Tome one.
Yep.
And your question is...
Right, coffee, sugar, coke,
Question is, what is the biggest export of Sao Tome and Principe?
we've got a million to share out here.
Okay, Tina, what do you think?
Well, I've never
And you have
heard...
1 million Dobras.
I've never heard of Principe coffee before.
I've never heard of Principe before. It could be sugar or cocoa, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Or cocoa or palm oil.
Or cocoa or palm oil. Should we put...
Well, cocoa's one we agree on.
Yeah. Should we put 500,000 on cocoa?
Yeah. Let's do that.
500,000 on cocoa, please. And... Okay. And what else?
Palm oil.
Yeah. What do you think? 200,000 on palm oil?
Yeah, a bit less.
A bit less. 150 on palm oil, please. And coffee and sugar. And the rest on sugar.
So just to clarify, you want to put 350,000 Dobra on sugar.
Yes.
150,000 on palm oil and 500,000...
On cocoa.
On cocoa. By the way, just to remind you, this is not a joke.
No, I know
it's not. Will keep the money. You're allowed to keep the money that you win.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think 500,000...
Should we have something on coffee? Because at the moment there's nothing on coffee.
Hang on.
What have we got left?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Can I stick 100,000 on coffee? What?
Your one's going to be clear for this game today, so stick with what you've got.
One million has to be on cocoa.
Yeah. 150,000 on palm oil.
Did you not watch the game? I was on it, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And 350,000 on sugar.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah, happy.
We're happy with that. Stop the clock.
Stop the clock. I don't have a stop the clock sound.
Okay, but carry the clock on.
Say now.
Stop the clock.
All right.
Ooh. I'm a bit sweaty palmed.
Wow.
Isn't it?
It's palm oil.
So you put 150,000 on palm oil.
Did we? Yes. Yeah,
350,000 on sugar and 500,000 Dobra on cocoa.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Why do we do... Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's going to drop. Coffee.
Oh, good. Oh,
see, good.
Well, we've won something.
Yes. We said it wasn't coffee.
No, we did say that.
Sugar!
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay,
so we've lost 350,000.
Oh, yeah, so but we've got something.
But not the big one.
We want it to be cocoa. We want palm oil to drop, don't we?
Palm oil drops!
Yes!
Woohoo!
Half a million quid! Dobra.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Apparently, Dobra means okay in Polish.
Does it?
So, you lost 500,000 Dobra on your wrong answers, but you did put 500,000 on the right answer. You two currently have 500,000 of this country's currency.
Dobra or Dobra?
Yeah, Dobra or Dobra.
That's not too bad, is it?
Well done, guys.
I don't know how much it's worth.
I don't either.
You know, money's money.
It's 500,000. It's worth 500,000.
Half a million.
You know?
Yeah.
Half a million. Okay, do you feel good?
Yeah, I got quite nervous doing that.
Okay, so question number 2 of 6, so it's legally different to the actual £1 million drop live.
Mm-hmm.
And we will get into that after the break.
Oh!
Exciting, I love the fact you're actually quite nervous.
Yeah, I was. My palms have gone sweaty, just like they are in an aeroplane.
You get to keep the money.
Could I touch some quickly?
Yeah, do you want to touch my dog?
No, you're not even on the stage.
I just want to see.
Get off.
Wow.
Now give it back.
Okay, thanks.
Right, let's do the news, play a song, come back, and then see how much money Dominic and Tina can leave with today.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
You get to keep the money.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It looks really good as well. It's got a picture of, what is that? Like a palace on the actual currency.
Yeah.
At Simon Cowell's home in Sao Tome and Principe. That's what it is. All right, you ready with the news?
Yep.
8:32.
Newsbeat.
Anime news this morning. The Prime Minister's office is refusing to give full...
Right, Dominic and Tina, you have 500,000 Dobra. Should we go for question number 2?
Yes, please.
And your categories are languages or gardening. What do you want to go for?
Oh dear.
Languages or gardening.
I don't really know much about gardening, do you?
No, do I know. Other than cutting grass.
You can speak a bit of French.
Oui.
Yeah, let's languages.
Languages, please.
Okay. I only have this one sound effect, bear with it. So your 4 answers are...
Yeah.
Brazil...
Yeah.
Macau.
Yep.
Cape Verde.
Yep.
Or Malawi.
Okay.
And your question is, which country doesn't speak Portuguese or a form of Portuguese as its national language?
Brazil does.
Okay, Brazil does, so Brazil's out.
Malawi might as well.
I'm going to pace up and down now.
Is it main language?
Oh, I'm
I don't think so.
Do you say main language?
Yeah.
Speaks it
yeah,
as its main language.
Which, it's on the screen there. Which country doesn't speak Portuguese
doesn't
or
speak.
A form of Portuguese as its national language.
National language. I don't think Malawi,
I'm going to put my hands behind my back and show off my pert bottom.
Look like you care.
Should we
it's
put,
nice.
Should Macau? We put 250,000 on Macau or
put,
more?
Put,
more? 350?
No, that's a lot.
300? Yeah.
250? 250. This is really tense.
Right, we're going to put 250,000 on Macau. What about Cape Verde?
Same amount.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You don't need any for Malawi?
Oh, no. Malawi's a bigger one. Let's put more on Malawi.
Malawi?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
20 seconds.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know how long.
Should we do 100,000 on Malawi?
More, I say.
200,000 on Malawi and okay. 50,000 on Cape Verde.
Yeah, let's do that. Done.
Okay, yeah.
So what are you doing?
So 250 on Macau.
Yep.
200 on Malawi.
Yeah.
And 50 on Cape Verde. And Brazil.
What if it's Cape
nothing.
Verde? Brazil nothing.
50 on Cape Verde, 200 on Malawi.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
nothing on Brazil.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, 10 seconds left. Yeah, that's what you're going to go for?
Yeah, that's
God,
right.
A trick question about Brazil.
Was it
that's a national
question?
Language, isn't it?
Have we misheard the question a little bit?
No, we haven't. Portuguese.
Two,
one. Oh! Blimey, it's tense.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
I don't want to give this money back.
No, I don't. I keep touching it.
The money.
You had 500,000.
Yeah, you hold it.
Dobra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put 250,000 on Macau.
Yeah, apparently.
200,000 on Malawi. 50,000 on Cape Verde. And yeah. nothing on Brazil.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's see what's going to drop. That's
drop?
Brazil.
Good.
Phew. Yeah, we knew that.
Good. So we've won something.
That's Macau.
Oh. Oh.
Portuguese
no.
colony.
250,000 gone.
Oh.
So there's Cape Verde has 50,000 and Malawi has 200,000.
So
right?
we want Cape Verde to drop right now then?
Yeah, right now. Oh no.
Cape Verde drops!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Good, 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 good.
So how much have you got left then?
200.
200.
You're doing well though, 200.
Doing well.
Yeah,
200,000.
Doing well, Dom.
Doing 200,000
well.
Dobro.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's about £4.
Well done.
There's the money.
200,000.
So, you have 200,000 Dobra left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see how you get on question three after a couple of songs.
Oh.
It's the Million Dobra Drop live. The time is 8:40 and 8 seconds. Thank you.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Okay, let's get back to our big game.
It's time to play the Million Dobra Drop.
The Million Dobra Drop. Featuring Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Tina Dehealy.
Hello.
And 1 million Dobra Dobras. And how much will they go home with? Will they go home with any? Will they go home with a wad of cash? The money is theirs to keep and spend however they deem fit. Let's play the Million Dobra Drop live. Hi, I'm Christina McColmoyles. It is exactly 8:48 and 53 seconds. So are you ready for your next question, Dominic?
Yes.
Okay, let's give us your next question. Here we go. Your categories are politics or weather.
I don't know which one you know least about.
I know everything about
politics.
I know everything about both.
Politics, says Tina.
Do you think
all right.
Politics?
So, yeah, I think so.
Okay. And your four
it's very dangerous politics.
Answers are Ed Davey.
Yeah.
John Bercow.
Yeah.
Cow. William Hague.
Yeah.
Or Justin Greening. And your question is, who is the current Secretary of State for transport in the UK out of those four names?
We can put all our money on Justine Greening.
That's exactly what I've put, yeah.
You play for West Brom. That's Jonathan Green.
So what do you
think? We're going to put our money on 200,000 on, yeah, on Justine Greening, please.
Yes?
Yeah.
200,000 on Justine Greening.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Positive. Yeah.
Do you want to stop the clock?
Start with the clock. Can
stop
you do
the
that
clock?
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, yes, please.
Woo! Straight in there.
All right, let's find out what's going to drop. 200,000. All of your money went on Justine Greening.
Why is Alan smiling like that?
I love this game.
Oh, we could
okay, you ready?
Yeah, we haven't.
It is Justin.
It is.
Ed Davey goes.
Good. Bye-bye.
John Bercow goes. Speaker it's between William Hague and Justine Greening. What's going to drop? William Hague drops.
Yeah.
Well done. Three questions done and you have 200,000 dobra. That you get to keep, you get to share it with me. Now we're on to question four. I can ask you, what would you do with the money? What would that money mean to you, Dominic? What would you do with it?
Well, in all seriousness, the car needs an MOT and I think it's going to fail, so I might put it towards that.
Okay.
Actually.
And Tina?
Like the exhaust and stuff.
I think I'd spend it on a holiday. I need a holiday.
You think you'd spend it on a holiday?
Yeah.
Well, think again. Mm. Right, it's time for question number 4 of 6.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We're doing well, Tina.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, move your money back.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Mm.
There,
and, and let's play. Your categories are travelling or underwear. Travelling or underwear.
Your underwear is more complicated than
travelling. Or underwear.
Not me personally.
No, not you, but as a
women.
Woman.
Travelling.
I don't know. What do you think?
How do you know?
Travelling's broader. At least underwear is a specific area.
Some people's underwear's broader.
Yeah. Depends. Mm. What do you think?
Travelling.
Should we do underwear?
Underwear.
Yeah. Travelling.
Yeah, let's go underwear.
Mm. Travelling it is.
Okay.
And your four answers in the travelling category are.
I think it's travelling underwear.
Christopher Columbus.
This is what?
Leif Erikson, Freya Stark, or Ranulf Fiennes.
They all wear underwear.
Mm.
And then your question in your travelling category is, who was the first European explorer to reach the Americas?
Now, is that too obvious?
Now, you have 200,000... Yeah. Dobra, you will keep whatever is left.
Can't be the obvious one.
No, I don't think it is either. So it's between... Is it Leif or Leif you pronounce that?
Leif.
Leif Erikson.
And Freya. It's not Freya, is it?
Freya Stark.
I don't think it's Freya.
Ranulf Fiennes is still around, isn't he?
Leif, do you think?
You're thinking of Ralph Little.
I think we should put most
there is a fine. Most
of the money on Leif.
I do too. Should we... Yeah. Should we do...
And nothing on Freya.
Nothing
on...
I don't think so. Do you?
200,000 you have,
Leif.
And you get to keep the money for real, genuinely.
Should we put it on Leif?
Yeah. Well, all of it?
I don't know.
Most of it?
I don't know again. Can I just say, your gut, she also says this, your gut reaction was right in the last one. So,
oh, good, that's, good
that's good.
So you can, you know.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus is way too obvious.
I knew the last one.
Way too easy and obvious. But is it...
10 seconds.
Oh,
should we just put it all on Leif?
Shall we? Yes.
Okay, no.
Yes.
Are you sure? Don't blame me then.
Quickly.
Quick, Dom, yes. Die.
Yes, yeah.
Dom, you'd be rubbish on this, the real thing. You just flab.
I wasn't flab.
Tina.
Was
how embarrassing to actually go on the real show and just be panicking. So you put all your money...
On someone we've never heard of.
On Leif Erikson. Why Leif?
Because our thinking is...
Why not Christopher Columbus?
I think it's too
obvious.
And I think at
Ranulf
this stage,
Fiennes.
At this stage, the competition is too obvious.
Yeah,
I think Freya, it was on Top Gear the other week.
I don't think it's Freya.
Freya wrote these, by the way, just in case you needed any insight.
Okay,
I don't think it's Freya.
I don't think it's Freya.
Are you ready?
No.
On this particular one,
I feel a little bit worried.
Three answers are about to drop.
It all in one go.
Yes.
Oh, are they?
Let's find out which ones drop. Yeah.
This is the right going well.
Is that? So Leif Erikson, does he discover America then?
Yeah.
Yes, and then went on to manage England.
Yeah.
Huh. Nice, isn't it?
So well done. Wait. You have 200,000 Dobra left.
Yeah.
We're doing well.
And you genuinely do, by the way, as well. Mm. You get to half this money and go home with it today.
Yeah. So at the moment, 100 grand...
Is that the way you'd split it?
Yeah, I'd split it. Right.
That's not how Tina would split it.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. 150 for me. Mm. Okay. For you.
Do you want your next category?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, your next category is reality or fiction.
Oh, brilliant.
It's like the opposites of each other.
Wet or dry?
No, reality or fiction.
Should we go reality?
200,000.
Be a reality TV show.
Yeah, let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
Reality.
Reality?
Reality, please. Christiani, whatever name is.
Okay, your four answers in the reality category are... I watch way too much Billy and Pandora. 17. No. 28. 45. And we're only going to give you three because one trap has dropped. Mm. I should have said that before. Maybe I don't watch as much as I thought I did. So 17, 28 and 45.
This is a numbers question.
They're all numbers.
Yeah.
And the question is... The X Factor TV format appears in how many different countries?
Good question.
Very good question.
Good question.
Luckily, I know the answer.
No, I don't.
Dumb.
I think it's between 28 and 45.
Or 45, yeah. Not 17.
I think if they're doing it in 45 countries around the world, that would be amazing. But I don't think they are.
Do you not think? What if they are? X Factor's big.
I don't know.
28's a lot.
Really
should
big.
We split 28 and 45?
What, 50-50?
Or more?
Should we go a little bit more on 28?
Do you want to go more on 28?
Oh, but could it be 45?
45's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, but X Factor's a big show.
Do you want to do 100 on each? I don't think it's 17, do you?
No, it's not 17. Definitely not 17.
100 on each?
Should we... Okay, fine.
Well, or not, what do you think?
Yeah, I see, I'm leaning towards 45. You're going
all right, let's
28.
Go.
But I don't want you to blame me if it's wrong.
Well, I will.
No, don't put 150 on. Oh, I don't know.
You sure?
Oh, you tell me.
How long we got?
You have 10.
10 seconds.
Okay.
What, go on.
No,
go.
I don't know.
Quick, tell us.
Okay, 50-50, 100-100.
100-100.
On which?
On each. 28 and 45.
Oh, yeah.
28 and 45.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow. What a team.
I don't think it's 17.
Stance.
Now, bearing in mind that this is just a joke, although you do get to keep the money. You genuinely 100% hand on heart get to keep the money.
I'm not playing this as a joke.
You two
so
are
no.
taking this so seriously.
I know.
It's a serious game.
So, you put 100,000 on 28 and 100,000 on 45.
It's 45.
You completely dismissed 17.
Mm. I don't know why.
Which is a lot of countries.
The X Factor TV format appears in how many different countries... was the question.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes any difference, the wording of that.
But, not territories. Countries.
You went 28 and 45, 100,000 each.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going to drop.
Other than the obvious.
$28 just dropped.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't. 17.
Oh.
Yeah, good. Oh, good.
Yes, good.
Well, that's fine.
17 dropped, which leaves 28 and 45, so it doesn't really make any difference, but let's see what does drop. 45 drops.
Yay! 100 grand.
Woo! You have 100 grand.
Woo!
So well done. You have 100,000 Dobra.
Wow.
Okay.
Last question.
And there aren't many people who can say that.
And the last question is 50-50 because we lose one of the trap door things, right? The holes.
Yeah.
That goes. We so you've only got
hole.
Two holes now.
All right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's enough though, isn't it?
It's just how the game is, isn't it, sometimes?
So you have one final question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do categories in the final question? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, would you like a category?
Two categories.
I can give you the categories.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, do you want any categories?
Because you remember yours was ketchup or brown sauce?
No, they were the answers you
give. Or yours was sausage and bacon.
The categories.
I don't think it was.
No, it was just a straight question.
Oh, yeah, it was just a question. In fact, it's a category.
Apparently it's pronounced Leif as well, not Leaf.
Well, whatever.
Thanks, Dave.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like some categories?
Sure.
Well, it doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
Or time.
Oh. I'm closer to time than space. 5 seconds.
I'm closer to space.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're closer to space?
Yeah.
Quickly.
Space.
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 Thanks, Tom.
Someone said that it's obvious that you're not decisive.
Do you think you're decisive?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. So, you have 100,000 Dobra.
Yes.
You get to keep that money.
I know, we've got it here.
If you are right. However, the rules of the last question are you have 2 answers.
Yeah.
You have to put all of your money on one answer.
I'm going to catch up.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll find out what that question
is. No, do it now.
In a few minutes'
time. Oh, no, come
on. That's right, when the million Dobra drop continues.
The million Dobra drop.
All right, well done. You played a very good game, you two.
Thanks. You, Christiani.
You've ended up with 100,000 Dobra. From Sotomay and Príncipe, which is the Portuguese-speaking island nation in the Gulf of Guinea.
Yeah, my favourite.
As we all know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Off the western coast of Central Africa. Yeah. Now, it's 2 islands, obviously. You have Sotomay and then the other island is...
Príncipe.
Príncipe. Mm. Yeah. So...
Which one's the best?
So, are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So... The 2 answers you have on the screen are Apollo 11 or Apollo 13.
Okay.
And the question is, which Apollo mission landed the first humans on the moon?
Mm. Now, Apollo 13 had problems coming back again. Oh, no, it never got to the moon, I don't think.
Big difference.
You're Apollo not entirely 13. Sure.
Dom.
Go on.
I know this.
It's Apollo 11.
Yeah. It's 11.
100%?
99.
That's good enough for me.
But hang on.
Apollo 13 couldn't get there, could it? Because of trouble. And that's why they made a film about it, with Tom Hanks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know what...
Apollo 13, and they didn't know whether it would ever come back, and it did come back, which is good. I didn't know Apollo 11.
20 seconds.
I don't. Well, the thing is, I don't think it's 13. So it's, well, it's got to be the other one.
Well, yeah,
it's 11.
All right, let's whack 100,000.
My gut feeling is 11.
Dobras on Apollo 11.
10 seconds.
Are you sure?
No, are you?
Well, pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's say Apollo 11 then.
Yeah,
final Apollo answer. 11. Stop
sure?
The clock.
Yeah.
Exciting.
This is tense.
Wow. It's very tense indeed for 100,000 Dobra. So, Dominic, you are having car trouble.
I feel bad for you, son. I am. And needs an MOT.
Needs an MOT, which you think it's going to fail.
Yeah.
So you'd need work to
it's
be
got
done.
The exhaust thing.
So this money...
Unless the garage is listening.
You would, what, use this money or part of this money towards that?
Yeah, part of the money, imagine.
And Tina, you said you'd like to go on holiday.
I'd just really like to go on holiday.
And where would you like to go?
Oh, the Caribbean would be nice.
Mm.
Yeah, you could go to Sao Tome and Príncipe.
Well, I could, or Barbados.
Yeah, well, if you take that money with you...
You have your travel money.
If you go to Sao Tome and Príncipe, you would have...
Yeah, this is
50,000, and you get to keep this money.
Yeah.
50,000, don't we?
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, shall we find out?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The question was... Oh, shush. The question was, which Apollo mission landed the first humans on the moon?
Mm.
And you put all of your money on Apollo 11.
Yeah.
Dominic said Apollo 13, they made a film about it.
They did.
And Tina said she's 99% certain it's Apollo 11. Yeah. Why do you think that,
I
Tina?
Just think it's just not 13. I don't think it's 13.
Let's see what's going to drop.
Like an idiot if it's wrong.
We've had a lovely day out, though, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been fun. We came here with nothing.
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
But are you leaving here with nothing? To find out any second.
Oh, we should have
Apollo
chosen time.
13. 100,000 Dobra.
Just tell him.
From the Republic of Sotomayor and Principe. 50,000 each. Add that together, that's 100,000. So you get to take home with you.
Yeah.
MOT for a car and a trip to the Caribbean. Could be helped with this money.
It could be.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's
Come
see
on.
What's going to drop.
I'd be happy with Portugal, actually.
$50,000 Dobra each.
Wow.
So I can keep this here.
Yeah, you can keep that 50,000 note. If you were to go there on holiday today,
yeah,
you could walk into a bar knowing that you had 50,000 Dobra in your back pocket.
That is seriously brilliant. Did we do well?
Yeah,
we can
really
change
well.
It if you would like us to change it for you. Into sterling, if that's up to you.
Well, I'm not planning on visiting
okay.
Principe place at the moment, so I'd prefer the sterling.
I'm not going to Saint-Tropez Principe either.
It's okay. Not Saint-Tropez Principe. No.
I'd like to go to Saint-Tropez.
I'm not going to Saint-Tropez either.
We'd like to know how much money you've just won.
Yes, yes please.
In British sterling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100,000 Dobra.
Right.
Translated into okay. sterling is 3.
Yeah.
Pounds 38. You've won £1.68.5p each.
Yay.
How do you feel?
Brilliant.
Yeah, worth it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you will get that actual cash.
Yep, right. It's yours to keep.
From my pocket. Yeah. No licence fees going into this. I am paying
this
for the
all
prize.
Out of Alan's pocket.
That'll make a dent in the MOT
it's
bill.
It's not, you know, hardly. My
so
MOT
congratulations.
Got 54 quid the other day. You've got change of a fiver.
Who will be playing tomorrow and what currency will it be? The rumour is it's Dave with American dollars. So
yeah, which I think not. Is genuinely a right. stronger currency.
Yeah.
So well done, everybody. And that was the Million Dobra Drop Live.
All that effort, 1.68.
Very tense.
Oh, you ungrateful cow. Ali! Coming up today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock, it's Fern Cox.